Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Welcome to Ian's Place. My name is Ian, and this is my place, and I just welcome you, and thank you for joining me. Well, I guess I did a faux pas last week, and I have to do some corrections. Somebody asked me about miracles, and I said there wasn't any miracles, and then I went on and proceeded to tell people about this miracle show that I saw, about a cool miracle that happened. So I want to clarify this. If we really knew how powerful we are, miracles are a norm. Not having miracles is outside of the norm. We are that powerful to have miracles just happen as an everyday thing. And that's why I said there aren't any miracles. I should have finished the sentence. There aren't any miracles. They're just thoughts that you have been thinking that finally made it to your physical world, what you see in front of you. And that's what I meant to say. Yes, there are miracles, and what the miracles are today, what we defined as miracles today, is something outside of our norm. When we say, oh, a miracle just happened, that was something happened to us that was outside of our normal thinking. And listen to the word, normal. Miracles are normal. Anything not, when you don't have miracles, you're outside of the norm. So what we're going to be learning here is how to tap into that power of what we are, and to be able to manifest outside of the norm or our miracles that we are going to experience. So I wanted to clarify that, and so that's what this show is about today. Before I go there, I want for you to call in. I'd love to hear from the chat room. I'd love to be able to hear the voice of the people that I've been communicating with all these years. I'm going to give you the phone numbers. The U.S. and Canadian number, toll-free number, is 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide is 1-877-489-6350. And our direct line is 1-530-776-5154. So the question with miracles is this. If we have miracles happen in our life sometimes, why don't they happen all the time? And where do they come from? What's going on with miracles? And it's just like we spoke a couple of weeks ago. We said when we're casually thinking, we're thinking about something casually as we're cleaning house or we're doing the dishes, and a thought comes across our brain. You know, not a big thought, just an everyday run-of-the-mill thought. And then 3 days later, that thought shows up in our physical reality. And we say, wow, I was just thinking about that 3 days ago. And look at here. Wow. And we could call that a miracle because you weren't expecting it. It wasn't the norm to you. So miracles and these surprises are all thought processes that you have been thinking and you let go of them. You didn't give them a second thought. And as we've discussed before, the verbiage of don't give it a second thought, the second thought is doubt and fear. So when you were casually doing something and over the kitchen table, and it shows up in your physical reality 3 days later, that means that you have gotten out of your own way, and this power within you who wants to do everything for you created what you would call a miracle. It was a thought process. When some people are on their deathbed and their family and friends come and they do a circle around them, they're feeding their energy to this person. Let's say it's a teenager that's in a coma, and they're expecting him to be paralyzed. And so all the family and friends come and they hold hands and they go around the circle. And all of a sudden this child wakes up out of this coma and he's not paralyzed. A miracle, right? Yes. But also it was a collective thinking that knew the power of prayer, thought processing, wishes, requests. They're all the same thing. They're all a thought. We just give them different words, different names to describe it. So these thoughts, these energies from his family and friends that encircled his hospital dad gave him the healing power about who they are and who he is. And if everybody's in agreement here, he comes out of the coma, and it takes a while for his physical body to figure out how to walk again, but he manages it. He has defied all odds. How? He thought about it. They thought about it. And they gave it energy. This world is all about energy. And how do I say this? Energy, the thinking of energy, or the energy of thought. And that's where these miracles came in. They were somebody's thought process that finally showed up in the physical. Just like there are some people that do long distance healing. And when they think about whoever they want to help, let's say the healer lives in California and the person to be healed is in New York, their thoughts come together. It's like the ethers. The healer sends out their thoughts. The person to be healed send out their thoughts. They cross in the ether. Their paths cross. And all of a sudden, because the person who needed to be healed agreed and allowed the healing to begin, the healing begins. It's a thought. And that's how this happens. So what we do is we have forgotten how miracles are supposed to be the norm. They're not supposed to be sporadic. They're not supposed to be just, you know, one or two times a year. You create your miracles at will. That's what will is. Free will. That's what free will is. You have to listen to the words. We have a free will, and with free will, there are no conditions. You cannot say that God loves me unconditionally and then have 1,000 conditions following it. That's not unconditional love. That's conditional love. So this power within each one of us of what we are its mirror, it's our mirror, is very, very powerful. And I was explaining last week, I saw this sign that says, I don't expect miracles, I rely on them. That's my case. I don't expect them. I rely on them. I am in the process of learning, and this whole thing is a process, how to create miracles at will. So once you get the hang of manifesting, miracles become second nature to you, and then eventually first nature. And what second nature is? What is that? It's called absolute knowingness. And again, we're going to go back to that. Whatever you think, speak, and act towards happens. It is the law of your sandbox to create at will with free will. And you absolutely know that your thoughts, words, and actions will lead you towards experiencing your second nature in the physical world. That's how it happens. It's a very simplistic, hard It's a very simple, hard thing to do. And again, it's a process. And how does the process happen? With you becoming conscious of what you're thinking and speaking and acting towards every minute of the day. Every minute of the day, you are, and that's what's called becoming conscious. Ow, I'm conscious of what's going on in my brain. And you start catching yourself, thinking thoughts that do not support you. It's not a bad thought. It's not a good thought. It's just a thought that's not taking you where you really are going. And if you catch a thought that doesn't support you, there are thoughts from your past that dredge up bad memories, that keeps you down, you just say to these thoughts, you know what? I've been thinking about you for years, and it seems like I'm recreating the same old garbage day in and day out. Well, you are, because you keep on thinking about it. And until you get rid of those thoughts, you are going to bring them into your future now. And until you let them go, and one way that I learned how to let them go was when I caught myself consciously thinking, big, big item here, I would say, here comes a thought that has not supported me for years and years and years. I am now going to send this thought away with a lot of love. I have learned so much from it, but I'm beyond it now. I'm allowing it to be housed in my brain and my thought processes no longer. I'm done with them. And then you just release them with a lot of love, and then you replace the thoughts that do not support you with thoughts that do, because we're getting rid of negative, positive, good, bad, because where there's a negative, a positive, there's a negative lurking around. When you think good, that means there's you still, you're overriding a bad thing in your life. So you can't get rid of the negatives and the bad things because you're trying to sugarcoat it with the word positive and good. You can't get rid of something when you're still housing it in your brain. You're trying to sugarcoat it. You got to get rid of it. Then the things that you want and are going to experience in your thought process, in your physical reality, will start showing up, and you're going to say, whoa, you know, all that garbage has been leaving my life. I'm starting to live the life that I've always wanted to live, and all it took was a thought process change, pure, simple. And the love of that God within you, that God that you are, that's how powerful you are. I would have to suspect that any powerful God has never played victim. They have never played martyr. They have never complained. They just do. The big I am. This is who I am. This is what I am experiencing. Thank you. Hi, caller. Glad that you called
in. Okay.
How can I help you today?
Hi, this is Carla. I don't know if you remember me. I called like a month ago.
Okay.
Well, I called because I was with my boyfriend and we were as a friend and I was thinking about moving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I moved and I'm living at the college apartment now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, the college apartment closed like from summer, on summer, and my work also closes on summer. So I was wondering, like, there are many options for me, like maybe to move to a place where I can find better transportation or something like that. Or maybe because I don't have a car, I ride the bus. And the bus, this is a small town, so the bus comes every hour. Or maybe, well, with me and my sister had this idea to do this business, like selling arts and crafts from Bolivia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, well, I was thinking maybe like to borrow money to buy a car and a computer because right now I don't have a computer. And
so
I
don't know, you want to manifest this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What this show's all about is for you to realize how powerful you are.
Yeah.
And that you have this thing within you that is so powerful,
It can create anything, anything that you ask it. All you need to know is that it will absolutely deliver. So let's go back over since you called in a month ago. So it looks like you've had some changes.
Yeah.
If you're moving, and how do you feel about that?
Well, at first I got afraid, and I was kind of a little bit depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm feeling better, and since I talked to my sister, and she told me that maybe she can find the money to for us to be, do this business. But I'm still a little bit scared. But I'm feeling better today. I'm feeling really good today.
Mm-hmm. A lot better than you felt a month ago?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just that there, right there, will propel you forward into your next step. So
yeah.
The thing here is to never give up on your dream. Do not, do not, do not. And everything will come to you. But you have to make steps in the physical world, which sounds like you've done.
Yeah.
You've made steps. And now because you made those steps, you're feeling really good, even though it was scary, right?
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're stepping outside of your box. You're stepping outside of your comfort zone. You are making choices. You are making choices to propel you further, and I'm so proud of you for doing this. This had to be very, very scary for you.
Oh, thank you very much. You're always so wonderful.
Well, you know, you're making the right moves for your life. And when something feels right, you know those feelings? I mean, you cannot deny those feelings when it feels so good. Well, you were given those feelings for a reason, to play on them. And sometimes we think, oh, this feels so good, but it didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. And I will tell you, you had a fear thought in there or a doubt thought in there that kind of changed it a little bit. And so you need to, like, recognize those when they do show up and just get rid of them. And have you heard about writing on the chalkboard on the back of your forehead?
No.
Remember? You didn't hear that part? Well, I use my back of my forehead by my brain there. When I catch myself thinking a thought that does not support me where I'm going, I see myself erasing those words on the back of my forehead. I use it as a chalkboard. And then what I do is I find myself writing on that chalkboard where I really am going. I'm not doing this racy, racy, racy. I'm going here, and I write it down. And once you get in the habit of that, you will think, I want you to keep calling in because I want everybody to follow your progress. Will you do that for me?
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. And call me back. Let me know how things are going.
Okay, thank you.
Just know that you're powerful enough to create anything you want, okay?
Yeah.
What did I just say? What did I just say? Tell me what I just said to you.
That I have the power to create everything I want.
Very good. And you call back in a couple of weeks and you let me know when you get in business, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie. See, this is how it works. This is exactly how it works. You step outside your box. And every time you step outside your box, you will be rewarded. It's that simple. Because you have this God within you that you are. There's no separation between you and the God that you are. And it will reward you, and it will say, oh, cool, we just made a choice. Listen to the words. We just made a choice. The choice is now setting up in our physical reality. Oh, look, there it is. There it is. We were just thinking about that, and here it is, right in front of us. And so what we do is we image with our imagination, we image. I image on the back of my forehead. Other people have other ideas and they do it. But we image with our imagination. And with the imagination and the imaging, it shows up in front of you. point blank, end of story. I could shut this radio program right now. That's it. That's all you need to know. And when you feel good, that's a sign. When you get the butterflies in your stomach, it's a sign. When you get the chills all up and down your bodies, it's a sign. Go for it. And I promise you, the God says, that you will be rewarded. Because I am unlimited with potential. I am unlimited with anything that you want to experience. What is it? Tell me. It's yours. But I will never, ever override your free will. And that's where we get in trouble, because we start thinking doubt thoughts, fear thoughts, and we go, wow. But anyway, back to miracles. So what we do for miracles when we're like, we know that we're searching for something. A lot of metaphysical people, they say they're on their journey, searching. I'm searching. I'm on my journey. So what does that mean? Well, that means since we're searching, we absolutely know that we're looking for exists. We know that, or we wouldn't continue searching. We absolutely know what we're looking for exists, even though it takes sometimes years and years and years to find it. But when the day that you know that you found it, you go, this is it. I've done it. I've been on this journey for years and years and years, and now I understand it. So that's why we look so hard, some of us, that we go from religion to religion. We go from guru to guru. We just hop all over the place. And then one day, we look inside, and we go, oh, I heard the voice. I heard it. I don't have to go searching anymore. I found what I'm looking for. And it all, it's inside of us. So I don't know exactly the quote, but it's, you know, what's on the inside shows up on the, as within is without. Everything, every part of your life starts within. That's it. Within. Whatever you think, that's where this starts. The thought process starts. At one point in time, it was a nothing, a no thing. Where was it before you popped into your brain and you thought about it? It was nowhere. And then eventually gets to somewhere and then your physical reality. So we do know that miracles and miracle makers exist. We have witnessed them in our lives. We've witnessed miracle makers and we have witnessed miracles. And we just think that's the coolest thing. So for this program, I would suggest that you just cut to the chase. For the next 30 days, anybody wants to volunteer? I'd love to hear from you. For the next 30 days, you don't get to use psychics, tarot cards, guides, runes, astrology, tea leaves, anything of that nature, anything outside of you, you don't get to use for 30 days. That's not a very long time. And then if you need to pick up those crutches in 30 days, go for it. There's nothing wrong with that. But in this next 30-day period, I guarantee you, if you start tapping into who you are and what you are, you will not even begin to pick up those crutches once more. You will be walking without a crutch. And you can throw them all up in the air and say, it's a miracle, it's a miracle. I don't need them anymore. I've tuned into the power within me. If you guys, just like runes, or your lucky star, whatever you use as your lucky charm, what you're doing is you're giving the power, you are giving your power to that lucky charm so it can give it back to you. You are telling it, oh, you're my lucky star, and the lucky charm, my lucky charm, excuse me, oh, you're my lucky charm. And the lucky charm looks back at you and says, okay, I'll bring you luck. Since you told me to bring you luck, I'll do that. Sure, not a problem. So this lucky charm was given the power by you to make you lucky. Because you're in charge of your sandbox, not the lucky charm. You. And if you are not responsible for your whole life, you've got to tell me who is, and let's go talk to them. Let's go talk to the persons or the situations that you think are responsible for your life. And let's go talk to them. Let's go tell them how you have forgotten to wake up. We've all done it. I'm a classic example. It took me 21 years and still going, but this is what I do know. I am speaking to you what I know for me. And it's worked for a lot of people. And we'll just, the lady that just called in, I mean, she was miserable 30 days ago, and she's applying it. I'm going to give you my phone number. I would love for other people to call in. The U.S. and Canada is 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide is 1-877-489-6350. The direct line is 530-776-5154. And if you call in, we'd love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to some people I've been communicating with forever. Love to hear your voice. So, to create your life your way, and I know there's many, many of you out there not living the life. I wasn't for a long, long time. I kept on saying, what in the world is happening? Because this is not how I want to live my life. And I had a lot of pent-up anger. One day, I said to myself, self, God did not anger anything into existence. God loved everything into existence. And in that day, I really got an aha. That was an aha day for me. Because I knew I had to get rid of the anger. Because all I was doing was pinging like the sonar of a dolphin. Ping, 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 and boom, 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 boom. It was coming right back at me. I couldn't figure it out because I knew the principles. I knew I could verbatim tell you what's within is so is without. I could tell you that. I could tell you that love is the glue of all things. I could tell you that you had this God within you that would create anything you want. I knew that. But there was this inner anger that I couldn't get rid of. And I didn't even know. You know, you don't know what you don't know. I couldn't tap into that. And so even though I knew better, I wasn't manifesting like I would like. And the same old garbage, different day, same garbage. And I'm going, God, when does this stop? When does this stop? And the voice comes, you got to get rid of your anger. You just got to, because you're just going to reflect it back into your physical reality, back into your sandbox. And a lot of people are going to come and help you. All we do with each other is help each other experience our thought processes. That's all we do. So when you say you want to go to the movies at 3 o'clock Thursday, there's a lot of people over there at the movie theater helping you experience that thought. They're going to sell you the tickets. They're going to sell you the candy. and provide the movie. That's what we do. We also help each other with miracles. Miracles don't fall down out of the sky. If we're really good, that could happen. But right now, what's going on is we help each other with each other's miracles, i.e., the little old lady that has a flat tire on some back road that's pitch dark at midnight. She shouldn't be out in the first place, but she's out there. She gets a flat tire. Lo and behold, here comes a good Samaritan out of nowhere. And this little lady, you know, gets her tire changed and escorted into town. I mean, this happens day in and day out for all of us. We're going, oh, my God, guess what happened to me today? You're not going to believe what happened to me today. I was thinking about this, and it happened. And I needed this object. I needed, you know, I've been looking for this piece for this old motor. I've been needing it I've been looking for it for 2 years. And all of a sudden, here it is. I found it at some old junk store at a garage sale. God, what drew that person and that little piece of the motor to each other? Thought process. A thought brought them together. Because if he wasn't looking for it, he would have never found it. He didn't need to. So we always, when we're conscious and when we're unconscious, we get what we're thinking. We get what we're asking for. When we're asking for a fight, someone's going to show up and give you one. When someone plays victim, there has to be a predator on the other side. When their predator needs a victim, there's a victim waiting. That sounds pretty harsh, but it's basically a true story. Not a story, it's a true statement. Bowlers need bowling pins. Cowboys need a horse and a cow. A doctor needs somebody to do surgery on. So when we say, I want to be a doctor, you need patients. And when a patient gets ill, he needs a doctor. So we feed off of each other constantly to experience what we are going to experience, what we're experiencing. There would be no need of doctors if we didn't have patients. There would be no need for a shrink if we didn't have people that were mentally ill or think that they were mentally ill. Why would they exist? So we just constantly feed off of each other's thought processes. And if this shrink down the road needs a patient, client, one will show up. Then there's the shrinks that don't get anybody, and they're going, wow, I haven't had a patient for 2 years. So what's going on within them that's not drawing a patient to them? You have to look inside of you, because there's a lot of shrinks out there that they're turning people away. So what's the difference? What's the difference? I'm from Las Vegas originally, and there was two restaurants on the corner. One was on the corner, and the other one was like 100 feet away from their door. The one on the corner, you had a waiting list of an hour all the time. The one next to it never did any business. I couldn't figure it out. Okay, go ahead. Hi, caller. What can we talk about?
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Laurie.
Okay.
And I have a question about your supportive and non-supportive thoughts.
Supportive and non-supportive thoughts. What's the question?
Well, you were saying that there's no such thing as positive and negative because...
Right.
Okay. So I try to practice what you're explaining and espousing over the radio, but I don't understand how a supportive thought... how I know the difference, because I've been through experiences where something has happened that I thought was not supporting what I wanted, only to find out later that that had to happen in order for me to get what I wanted.
Exactly. That's why you don't want to judge it.
How do you know if you're on the supportive path or not? I guess that's my question.
Great question. Okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you a sentence that I was told, 22 years ago, and I hated it when I heard it, and now I share it with everybody so they can feel the same way. The sentence is, as long as you try, you never have to succeed. It just gives
right.
you an excuse for keep trying. Okay, that's my gift to you. Now, about the support and non-support. It's called go with the flow. When you think thoughts of how you want to create your sandbox, sometimes, as you just said, something comes out of the blue that you will experience. But down the road, you're going to say, well, I have to experience that to get here. When that happens, what has happened is that you've let go. You are allowing that energy, that God self, some, you know, call it Larry, it, God, Charles, Bruce, Jean, whatever you want to call it, Mabel. Once you allow that to express through you, that you don't dictate to it how it has to happen, when you stop pushing the river, when you stop getting in your way, then things will come your way that you just don't get for a while. That you don't interfere with the process. You just allow the process to flow. And like you said, later down the road, you're going, oh my God, that's why that happened. And you just go through, you just experience it. You just allow it. You just said, okay, I'm experiencing something that I didn't know was showing up. And that's okay. Just go with it. You know, sometimes it's really scary. Sometimes we create scenarios in our heads that makes the Chainsaw Massacre look like a nursery rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just in our head. It doesn't show up, does it? There's many of these thoughts are like that. They're terrible thoughts that never show up in your physical reality. Right?
Right.
Wrong? Right. Okay.
Correct.
Correct, okay. So, this thing within you is also a protector. It just knows. It's just, it's got your best interest at heart. And I think the statistics, I can never say that word, statistics show that 95% of our problems that we worry, our worries never show up. They don't show up. Because we, in all reality, have talked ourselves out of our worries. We do something. We react. Oh, no, 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 I don't want this. And it's going, okay, we don't have to have it happen. You thought about it. It's your thought process. But now if you don't want it to happen, it's not going to. We'll just take care of that. And so it doesn't. So when you're on your journey and things happen to you that you weren't expecting, might sidetrack you a little bit, it's all right. Just go with it. Just go with the flow. Because as you just said, it happens. It just happens to correct itself down the road. And that would be the best explanation I could give you on that. But
okay.
As far as the thoughts going, never, 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 if you, this is what you want to happen, don't come off of that thought. Don't start dressing it up or dressing it down or changing it. Because what you've done, and I don't know how many viewers heard or listeners heard this, our thought process, our brain is like an 8-millimeter reel, like they used to show at the movie theaters. But it's blank at the back of your brain. And it's just throwing out this reel. And you think about it in the back of your brain. And what your imagination does, it images. So you have those old reels. There was like a, and it's blank. So it would be a blank frame and then a line. and then a blank frame, and then a line, and then a blank frame. And so in your brain area, it's taking one of those blank frames, and with your imagination, you're imaging. You're stamping that blank frame. Say that three times fast. You're imaging. And another thought, your imagination. Oh, we're going to image that on the next frame. And then that frame travels up through your eyes, through your optic nerves, and mm-hmm. You've got like a projector there, and it's looking through the film, and it's only projecting what you've been thinking about in your head, and that's what's called a frame of mind. This is my frame of mind. That's the projector. That's the lens. Your lens is only, your eyes are the lens that the light goes through, and then you see it on your screen. You see it on your movie screen.
Okay.
So everything starts in the back of your brain. So the question then becomes, well, what is it that you want to see? Well, image it on this blank film in the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're going to see. A lot of people will look at
a sense.
Yeah. A lot of people will look at an apple, and they see a different apple. Because their images, their imagination works differently. And that's where we get in trouble with people, is because we think our imagination's always better than the next guy's. That we always think that our way of thinking is better than the next guy's. And that's why a lot of people that are in relationships get in trouble, because
mm-hmm.
they love a person, they meet them, they fall madly in love with them, but then they need to be tweaked just here. And, oh, can we tweak you here? And how about over here? Let's tweak us over here a little bit. And soon you have somebody that you hate in a relationship, because you've
uh-huh.
tweaked them. You've tweaked them so much. And because they loved you so much, they were willing to change themselves, and now you have the person that you have loved tweaked. And that's not the person
right.
you fell in love with. So that's what we do, and that's one of the unfortunate things that we do to each other, is we try to tweak each other all the time. Oh, you shouldn't do this,
mm-hmm.
you should do this. And they're going, why? It's because I said so. Why? Because I
true.
Think I'm smarter
do
than
that.
You. Huh?
Mm-hmm. That's true. People do that.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we fall out in love with the person that we loved, because they loved us enough to tweak. And then all of a sudden we have
mm-hmm.
two tweaked people, and we don't even know who that person is anymore. And that's why. Well, thanks for calling. Any other questions?
No, thank you so much. I want to let you know how much I enjoy your program.
Well, thank you so much.
Have a good
okay.
evening.
You too. Thanks
bye.
For calling in.
Thank
I
you.
Love it when people
bye.
Call in. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. So where were we? I think we were getting rid of all our crutches. And we're going to start using our imagination, because it's ours. God gave it to each one of us. Individually gave us the power to imagine, to image, to create at will, freely, without anybody else's input. He didn't create 50% of the population to control the other 50%. That's called control freaks. The reason people have to control somebody else is because their life is totally out of control, and they need to control something. So they can't control their lives. They're just frustrated as they can get. So they go find somebody, usually somebody that they profess to love, and control them. Why them? Those poor little people. But they're lost inside. They don't know what to do with themselves. So they go find somebody else's life to try to control it. And that person that's being controlled fights back. I'll bet you $100 to one, if you put somebody, two control freaks together, and that does happen, and they don't last very long, but neither one of them like to be dictated to by a control freak, and that's why it doesn't last. Control freaks don't want to get into a relationship with another control freak. That's not going to work. They need a victim, and that's why those last, unfortunately. Because the victim doesn't know how powerful they are. They don't know. Sad, huh? Anyway, I need another phone call. We got 10 minutes or 15 minutes left. And anybody from the chat room out there, I know you know. Okay, the phone number here is for the U.S. is 1-888-228-4494. That's for U.S. and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide is 1-877-489-6350. The direct line is 530-776-5154. So, how do we create a miracle? Can we force a miracle? Yes. I hate using the word force, but I'm trying to make a point here. You can create at will. And when they become normal to you, they're not called miracles anymore. They're called happenings. I am sure Yeshua ben Joseph, Jesus, son of Joseph, when he created a miracle, he wasn't going, oh my God, it's a miracle. It was natural to him. It's natural. Supernatural is natural. Natural. Listen to the word. Natural. Things happen naturally. Why do we have that word, natural? Think about it. When you allow this flow to be expressed through you, like Yeshua ben Joseph did, things happened naturally. When you get to be an expert in anything, it comes to you what? Second nature? Second nature, natural. Natural. And so when you start teaching yourself to communicate with this thing within you, I hear voice, others feel feelings, others do it a different way. This is the God within you that is so powerful. It doesn't need guides. It doesn't need tarot cards. It doesn't need runes. It doesn't need the stars to tell it what to do. If you think about that one becomes pretty silly. We have all these stars out there. So this is what happened. Somebody thought about astrology. They were charting the stars and making animals out of them, which is a pretty cool thing. But then somebody said, oh, well, if this is in retrograde over here, now some man said this, who wasn't any gods, well, we're all gods, but some guy equal to us in intelligence said, well, when those stars are in retrograde, anybody born under this sign is going to have these problems or these good things happen to them. So a human being equal to you, we're all equal, started us down this road, and because you accepted or we accepted his thought process that once this is in retrograde, all these things are going to happen. We all jumped on the bandwagon as a collective thinking. We collectively agreed. And guess what's going to happen? It's going to happen. It is going to happen. Whatever you believe in happens. So if you want to believe in those words, and then 7 days or 10 days down the road says, oh, my astrology chart said this, it was right. Of course it was right.
You declared it right. You said, ah, that looks really good. I want that to happen in my life. And it does. You're never wrong. You're always right. Whether you play victim or martyr, or you play a parent, or you play a bowler, or you do whatever you do, you are correct 100%. Because you have declared it so. You said, I am going to go learn bowling, and you do. I am going to go learn how to become a doctor, and as long as you focus in, you are. I'm going to have a very happy and serene life. Yes, you will. I can't get rid of the garbage in my life. The same old crap happens to me. I can't get a break. You betcha. You're right. That's what's going to happen. It's all up to you, babe. You're the caller of your physical reality. You are the caller of your sandbox. You. No one else. You cannot blame someone else for your troubles. Why? Because you can blow that reality away. I am not experiencing this any longer. You change your thinking, you change your speaking, and you change your actions. I guarantee you, you're out of there. Does it take a while? Yeah, because you have a lot of garbage to clean up. You have a lot of thinking to get rid of because you're in a habit of thinking. You are in a habit of being stressed, and that stress kicks out a chemical that gives you a fix like heroin. And that's when people say, I finally got it off my chest. I screamed and yelled, and I feel so much better. You bet you do. You just got a heroin fix. You just got an adrenaline fix. That is habit forming. You've kicked off the chemicals in your belly, in your body. So the question only becomes one simple question. What do you want your life to look like? Do you want to be peaceful and happy and manifest and just cruise? You can do that. You can do that. Most people go after the money right away. Well, if I had all the money in the world, I would be happy. It comes the other way. Ask anybody that's won a big lotto. They're miserable. Most of them are miserable. Most of them get rid of it in within 5 years. It's gone, no matter how much they win, because they're not happy. Why? Because they weren't happy before they got the money. They're just, from within is without. If they were happy people and they wanted a million or $2, they'd still be happy people. The money's not going to change it for them. So the only question is, do you want to be happy or miserable? Do you want to carry the same old garbage forward that you're thinking about? Because all we experience is our past thinking process. That's all we live is our past. So you're going to bring it forward. You're going to bring your PAST forward because of your thinking habits, because of your speaking habits, and your action habits. Once you get rid of those habits, your life will change. Because why? You're declaring it so. You have declared, I am not living this life one more minute. I am not going to be treated with disrespect from anybody anymore. Because you teach people how to treat you. And if they don't get the lesson, you need to get rid of them. Period. You do not disrespect that father within you, that pain within you, and keep it up and up and up. And then you wonder why we're so miserable all the time. It's because we keep bringing the same garbage forward. So if you want a peaceful life, you want a flow, a nice flow, then you need to correct the past thinking processes.
Not into the future, but now. You want to create your life in the now. Not the past and not the future, but now. And you will see, all of a sudden, these curtains open up. And there you are, on the screen, your life, happy and peaceful. But you got to change your thought process to get there. And then your eyes are going to see what you've been thinking. It is so simple. My time is up. I hope to hear from you next week. I love the people that call in. I love talking to people. So, well, until then, you create your life as you will. Create it happy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.